Governor John Kitzhaber and Sylvia Hayes recently visited Bend, touring several facilities and promoting projects that will help Oregon lift itself above the poverty level we're currently in. I'm Julia Gray, and this is Take 5. One stop was to the Healy Heights community, and the pair visited a very successful Head Start program and honored Neighbor Impact for their work with the hungry and homeless. Hayes has made fighting poverty her personal mission with a prosperity initiative and says that the community stepping up to help these service organizations is key.
Well, I think it's first and foremost to really recognize the importance of these people who are in the trenches helping the people who have needs every day. I think that we have community action programs in every region of the state. Central Oregon is a tri-county region, and they are direct community-based organizations that people can support through contributions, through donations, through volunteering. In fact, I just heard on our tour that they need volunteers to paint the hand railings on the housing units. So it's a way for people to engage and help each other.
Yeah, and what did you think of the facility here?
You know, it's lovely. It was really, really a treat to be able to go inside. Beautiful home. Very impressed with the quality of the housing and with their proactive approach to applying renewable energy to help bring the cost down for residents over time.
Coming up, Hayes explains how helping those in need can also be environmentally friendly. Take 5 is sponsored by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. I'm speaking with Sylvia Hayes and Governor John Kitzhaber during their recent visit to Bend. The governor proclaimed May Community Action Month and supports Sylvia Hayes in her prosperity initiative to begin the process of lifting Oregonians out of poverty. She describes how many programs take environmental issues into consideration when they're helping people.
Well, related to the Prosperity Initiative, I'm doing events like these all over the state. And again, it's to help raise awareness. But specific to the point that you just made, what's also interesting is a number of these community action programs are beginning to integrate renewable energy systems into their housing programs. Not only does that bring costs down for the residents, but they're doing job training. So they're actually working with low-income folks to build career pathways into these emerging clean economy sectors. So I'm integrating both of those pieces in this work.
Governor Kitzhaber says they found many places in the state that are really working hard to address poverty and the value of his proclamation.
And we think that we've got some great groups, the Community Action Network around the state of Oregon that's doing incredible jobs. This place in Bend is, I think, one of the bright spots in this bad economy. So we wanted to come and celebrate that and elevate the awareness and the importance of these kinds of services. Proclamations don't have any force of law, but what they tend to do is give you the ability to educate people, to raise awareness of these problems. As Sylvia pointed out, a failure to address poverty costs the state about $2 billion a year. Those are in, you know, the health care costs from poor nutrition and kids who, you know, just get behind in their education because they're too hungry to learn. So it's a huge economic issue as well as a very important human issue.
And so how do we go forward making changes?
Well, we're, you know, long term, it's the changes we're making in our educational system, focusing on early childhood investments so these kids are ready to learn when they get into school. If they're reading at level at third grade, they're much more likely to graduate and get into the workforce and be successful. And trying to reduce the cost of health care is another really key element.
The main point Kitzhaber and Hayes wanted to make was that it will take everybody working together to produce the programs and support the services that lift Oregonians out of poverty. For Take 5, I'm Julia Gray. News Talk 1110, KBND, depend on us.